Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National News Radio Service. You can give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Have your saying yarn up strong. To Deadly Mob, acknowledge our traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Jump straight in. Got the beautiful ladies from Murrawa Law. We have Michaela, and she brought a bodyguard, Fern. Hey, ladies. How
good morning.
Are we?
Good morning.
Now, girls, our topic today, High Court decision, can an Aboriginal person be an alien? Yeah. To me, that's a stupid question.
I know.
As a black man on my country.
That has to go to court.
Thank you. So, has this raised its ugly head? Well, only just recently, but let's talk about that statement. Can an Aboriginal person be an alien?
Yes.
We'll start with you, Fern, yes.
On the 11th of January this year, the High Court of Australia had to decide in the case of Love and the Commonwealth of Australia and Toms and the Commonwealth of Australia, whether or not Aboriginal persons can be deported under the Migration Act of 1958, another Commonwealth piece of legislation, using the alien power that's in Section 51 19 of the Constitution.
Okay, and when you're talking Constitution and section and what have you, you lost me there. all I'm picking up is alien,
yes.
ET, go home. No, not if you're an Aboriginal person. I don't get my back up here, but Michelle, what does the alien mean, Michaela?
Yeah, so as you might be aware, the Constitution is the founding document of Australia, which came into effect, you know, prior to us being here, or after us being here. So it came into effect on the 1st of January 1901. So this document sets out a number of powers, including the alien power, which is what we were just talking about. So the Section 51 is the source of the Commonwealth's power to write legislation about non-citizens, so, if you know, for people overseas, those living in and also residing in or coming to Australia, and what privileges or rights these particular people will have. So this power is how the Commonwealth wrote, amends and also enforces the Migration Act, and as you can imagine, has seen a lot of action through Australia's legal system so far, as with this case.
So what was the case about?
Yeah, so the High Court decided the two different cases at the same time, so the case of Love and the case of Toms. So both cases had substantially similar facts, so they were combined into one hearing to save money and time. So Mr. Love and Mr. Toms both identified as Aboriginal Australians, but they were born overseas. So one of them was born in PNG and the other in New Zealand. The men did not seek to become Australian citizens as they were recognised as members of their Aboriginal community, so respected by their elders and, you know.
They were recognised by their members.
That's right. So Mr. Love and Mr. Toms were imprisoned for separate unrelated criminal charges, and the government was attempting to deport them overseas by relying on that alien power in the Constitution and also relying on the Migration Act as well. So the government argued that since the men were not Australian citizens, they were considered aliens and could be deported. So that's why this case has come about.
And hence our topic today.
Yes.
Fern, what did the High Court decide?
So they found in a 4-3 majority decision that Aboriginal persons cannot be deported under the Migration Act, which I think most Aboriginal persons probably would have already known.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How you say, take my land but don't take my rights.
Yeah.
All my land.
All my land, yeah.
There you go, exactly. So the gist of it,
The general gist of the decision was that a person could only be deported under the alien power if that person was found to be an alien. And it's not open to find to the government to find Indigenous Australians were aliens, because of what we were just talking about, obviously. Mm-hmm. This is because the Indigenous Australians' connection to the land predates Federation. Mm. And a finding that Parliament could deport Aboriginal Australians under this power would be allowing the Commonwealth to recite itself into power.
Mm.
You know, say it had power, like because it said it had power.
Sure.
Which doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Thank you. Michaela, what does this decision mean for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders?
So the case recognises that Aboriginal people who have community acceptance, regardless of where they are born, we'll have protection from deportation. So, no, we're not going to be deported overseas because we're considered aliens. I mean, we were here first. This is our land. Always was, always will be.
Our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander identity...
Yeah, that's right.
...is through our elders, through our family, through our mob.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And our mob claim us and know us and end of conversation.
Yeah, it should have been an end of a conversation.
Yeah. No birth certificate, nothing.
Yes.
Uncle Naomi.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
So the Law Council of Australia's President Pauline Wright also said the decision flowed from the precedent set by Mabo and confirmed that the determination of whether or not a person is a member of an Aboriginal group is outside the power of the government. There's another point that was made by Professor Dean Sanders. He agreed that the decision affirms that those of us who are born with Aboriginal blood live as Aboriginal people and are accepted by our community have an inalienable identity.
Inalienable identity.
Yes. No, that. That's interesting. however, he's also noted that this decision also has the potential
exacerbate.
Yeah, that's the one.
So you lawyers have problems with words too.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a non-educated brother sitting across from you, but thank you, that's good. Continue. That's why I let you say that word.
Yeah, identity politics of Aboriginality. So he argued that the decision may create waves in this area. Although Mr. Love had the acceptance of one community elder, the majority, so all of the four judges, did not find that Mr. Love satisfied the acceptance by the community test. So it's this new test that's come out. So this decision may be put forward in future cases and as an example of the minimum threshold a person requires to pass this acceptance test.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Fern, Justice Elderman's separate judgment. What's that about?
Yeah, well, Justice Elderman gave a separate sort of judgment that was, he used like a lot of strong language in it. It's a great judgment to read if you're into that.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he used his separate majority judgment to analyse a child's metaphysical ties to Australia. He held that an Aboriginal child whose genealogy and identity includes a spiritual connection forged over tens of thousands of years between a person and Australian land or Mother Nature. Like, it can't be questioned.
Well, it can't be questioned. When we're talking about the spirituality connection, I mean, yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? Mm. Where's the signature for that?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like within my soul.
That's right.
Yeah, it's an unquestionable kind of connection, which is really good to hear from... Mm. I mean, one of the justices, at least.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's good to hear from a person in a space in a legal studious type situation platform speaking about the spiritual side, which we as First Nation people operate in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Live in.
Yep.
Yes.
Daily.
Daily. Yeah. For 60,000 years.
Yeah.
Michaela, so continue on with our conversation. Yeah, deep in the law side of things. Yep. We paused there a second, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm just saying in regards to, a very a very deadly conversation. Because of this just hadn't arisen, like I said, in early January, I think this situation with Love and Tom's came to the table, so to speak. But they were using their Aboriginality as a tool to save themselves being deported.
Yeah.
Mm.
Trying to rely on that.
Yeah.
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 And they were successful in doing so.
Mm, thank you. And there it is. Fantastic. I mean, it's funny too, when we're talking about alien the can an Aboriginal person be an alien is the topic, is what we're talking about with Mara Law here. But in the Constitution, Section 51, isn't it ironic, Section 51, and there in America they got the Section 51 and there's so-called aliens down below.
Oh, yeah,
the
Area 51.
Area 51, that's right. It's what triggered my mind, you know what I mean? And here we're talking about the Australian Constitution and Section 51. We're talking about alien. Can an Aboriginal person be alien? So it's how the planets line up, so to speak, in regard to our topic in our conversation, girls. I know my brain's a bit warped, but I think along those lines and different angles and trying to add to the conversation is what I'm trying to do. But I'm the host, so I can add to
yes,
the conversation.
You can.
Thank you. Girls, thank you. Not the towel wagging the dog here. There you go. Girls, thank you so very much. Who's Mara Law?
So Mara Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. So if you'd like to contact us, you can call us on 4041 3088. However, if you have any questions about immigration, that which is a highly specialised area of law, we recommend you contact your law society. So in Queensland, that's the Queensland Law Society, and their number is 1300 367 757.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And Fern saw the light, joined the team. Yep, there it is.
It's great to have
Mara
her.
Law, great to have her. Fantastic. A big shout out to your beautiful team.
Yes, thank
you. Okay, fantastic team. And that's Cairns, Townsville.
And Brisbane.
Yep. Okay, and I was talking to lovely Leah, the director of the corporation, that she mentioned Townsville. And I didn't know that happened. And, like, and you got to let me know.
Yeah.
What's happening?
We'll keep you in the loop.
You know? So if you come back next week and it's Cairns, Townsville, Brisbane and Cloncurry, then please.
We'll let you know.
Let me know. Include me. Girls, great talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And a very deadly topic right there, Too Deadly. Thank you very much, girls.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Fern.
You too.
All right, Too Deadly. A beautiful yarn, a deadly yarn. And when we're talking about can an Aboriginal person be an alien, Murray about to like put finger in his throat there and think, well, how? Don't go there. But it was a good conversation as per that court case came up with the PNG brother and the New Zealand brother. That's Mr. Love and Mr. Toms. And so one love to you, Mob. Add to the conversation. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Murray, want to hear what you got to say here on your daily program. Don't touch that dial. Too deadly. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong.
Bound. Called Nolabi. Nolabi is the man from the Dreamtime. He used to hunt to feed his wife and families.
BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Thank you.
Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous doctors urge communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Dr. Marilyn Clark and talk about that situation and ticking the box, so to speak. Dr. Marilyn, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Warramai woman from Port Stephens, which is just north of Newcastle.
All right, fantastic. Look, so very important to-do list, put on top of your to-do list in regarding urging Indigenous mob to put cancer screening at the top. We are behind the eight ball, so to speak, in regarding screening, and we need to take care of ourselves, so it's very important that we do that, Doctor.
Yeah, it is. And there's been strange times with this pandemic, and I think our community's done a really awesome job at keeping the COVID-19 out of our community. But what we're seeing as a result is cancer screening dropped right off, and that's a big concern for our mob because it's so important. So we're just really trying to get out there and encourage people to get that cancer screening back on their to-do list and don't neglect that. during these times.
So we look at the pandemic, it's probably put a bit of fear factor at the table, and people that way inclined don't want to go anywhere near doctors or hospitals or because of that reason, would you think?
Yeah, I think that fear factor is a big part of it. So you still, I mean, we can't be complacent because we've done such a good job, but we can do it safely and make an appointment so it's planned and be COVID safe when you do go about your business to get your screening done.
Sure. And so our mob can go to our First Nation health organisations?
Yeah, so GP or Aboriginal health worker, they're fine to help you get your cancer screening all up to date.
Anywhere where you feel comfortable and safe, so to speak, but important to get it done, yes?
Yes. So wherever you feel safe to do so.
And Doctor, do you feel that First Nation people, we are, how you say, vulnerable in regard to cancer, and we need to do our bit to prevent it from happening, and if you catch it earlier, then 9 out of 10 we can fix it?
Yeah, that's the whole point of cancer screening, is that if we can pick things up early, then we can either prevent getting cancer or nip things in the bud nice and early so that you go and have a good long life.
Yes, exactly. And so it's about prevention, about we doing what we need to do to look after ourselves. And look, if you ain't going to do it for yourself, then do it for your families, do it for your loved ones. Have a motivation as such. Use that as motivation, yes?
Yeah, be around there for your little grannies. And we need us to be getting old and wise for our young ones, hey?
Exactly. How long have you been with the cancer council there, Doctor?
Only recently. I've been with them for just a couple of months now.
Okay.
My background is I'm an obstetrician and gynaecologist, so the area of interest for me in particular is cervical cancer screening, which is sort of my area of specialty, and that's one of those really important areas of prevention.
Yes.
That women can do for our community.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming to the table and having a conversation. Very important. So we're urging all our mob there in the community to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. And it's about ticking that box, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, tick that box and keep healthy, keep safe for your mob.
Yeah, my appreciation in regards to you coming to the program, very, very deadly. And I believe I'll be catching having a yarn with Dr. Joel Winnetong as well. He's your associate there?
Yeah, deadly doctor there. And thanks for having me.
Too deadly. Thank you, Dr. Marilyn. You take care, my sister. All the best, eh?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there, Dr. Marilyn Clark, and she's with the Cancer Council, a deadly sister there, and her and Dr. Joel Winnetong urging our community, our mob and community, to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. So do what you need to do. You're going to get checked out and get tested. Very important to do so, and prevention is the number one medicine in regard to cancer. So catch it early and we can fix it. So do what you need to do, your mob, and have the motivation for your family to do it. There you go. For our grannies, for our young ones, and for that person in the mirror, too deadly. Have you say yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nkari. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
reckon you could help to change a child's life? If so, here's how. Become a foster carer or kinship carer. Life Without Barriers are looking for Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders who can open their home to a child. For more information, contact Life Without Barriers. Call 1300 592 227. That's 1300 592 227. Or go to lwb.org.au. It will be the most rewarding thing you'll ever do.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we had a deadly yarn earlier with Dr. Marilyn Clark, Indigenous doctors, urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list and to stand behind that statement. We're also going to have a yarn with Dr. Joel Winnetong. Got Dr. Joel on the line. Very good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good, bros. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my mob, Cappendingi, Cubby Cubby, South East Queensland, but I'm working down in Newcastle, Nelson Bay, but I did grow up in Cairns, and so many might heard of Dr. Mark, he's my old man, and also I'm in a group with my sister Naomi in a music group called Last Connection, and still perform around, you know, because we deadly black holes, we have to do everything all at once.
Exactly. Spin about four or five plates. That's what we do,
yeah,
eh, brother?
I'm hungry, bro. I need the place to get.
Want that koi koi.
Hey, look out.
Too deadly looking, brother. Very, statement here. Indigenous doctors are urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. We are behind the eight ball in regarding screening. Would that be the case of COVID-19 and the fear of going to the doctors or the fear of the unknown? What do you put up to that reason?
Yeah, look, I think it's more just, it's not something the mob will think about because we got other things to worry about than, you know, playing around with your poo and that sort of thing.
Shut up, yeah.
You know, and so it gets knocked to the wayside, you know, and you know, you got, you know, so many granny kids to hang out with and take care of, and, you know, when you get to that age where you need to start thinking about those sort of things. So there's just lots of other priorities, but we're just trying to urge mob that you know, we should be thinking about these sort of things because, like, in my practice where I work, we've had a few younger guys that have been diagnosed with bowel cancer, you know, some Corey fellas up here, which is, you know, which we don't normally see that young.
But cancer doesn't discriminate, does it?
It sure doesn't, no.
Black or white, young or old, man or woman?
Yeah, it doesn't discriminate at all. And so the whole idea is just to get to it before it becomes a problem.
So what does the screening involve then, to sort of explain it to our listeners out there, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so look, just to, you know, I like being, you know, pretty visual with everything. And, you know, look, everyone poos. If you don't poo, you're dead. So we all do it, so don't be ashamed about that. But it's just a test involves putting down some toilet paper in the bowl, in the water part of your bowl, doing your guna or your kuma, whatever you want to call it. And then they get given these little canisters with some little, you pull out the handle, there's a little stick on the end, and you just dip that in your kuma a few times, like five times or so, and then you put it back in a little canister, and then you put your date and the time on it that you did it. And then you do usually miss a day and then do it the next day and then miss the next day and do the next day. Some tests, there's two tests, some there's three, but you just skip a day in between. What that test does is it tells us if there's any blood in your poo. And if there's blood in your poo, there shouldn't be blood in your poo. There's blood in your poo, there's something else happening. And so so with most people, when you get blood in the poo, it's what's called a polyp in your bowel. So it's a little growing thing in your bowel that bleeds, and it's not quite a cancer yet most of the time. And so if it comes up positive, you usually get sent into another doctor who will do like a camera to have a look there and get rid of any of those little polyps that they can see. And those polyps normally turn to cancer, and so it's about getting those polyps before they become a cancer and cause, you know, much more horrible things like Yeah, where you have a big cancer and you have to have lots of big surgeries to actually remove
it. Well, I mean, I suppose that's a heads up as well. I mean, majority, well, we all sort of like to look at our poo when we were doing it, you know, make sure, you know, just watching it do its stuff. But sometimes if you see blood there or something that's different or out of the norm, it's then, you know, it sets off alarm bells, doesn't it, to act on it?
It sure does, yeah, it sure does. And you should always have a look and see what you've been eating. There's always that little piece of corn in there. But, but yeah, any blood that's there, or if your poos go really black, that means there's been some blood that's actually being digested. So really dark black poos. And you can get that with some of the foods and some iron tablets if you're on iron and things like that. But they're definitely alarm bells. Or if you have any bright red blood or clots or anything like that, you should definitely see the doctor, because there's lots of other things it can be, but
yes.
We want to rule out cancers and things like that first.
So usually they go to the doctors to do their business there at the doctors? Or do you canisters to take home?
Take it home and take the kit home with you.
Okay.
Sometimes the government will send you a kit with a tax bill. No, Gammon.
Shut up. Why is it weird?
Look out.
That cost me money, that too.
Yeah. And you can always, you know, wipe it with something.
Shut your mouth.
Toilet paper. Hey, look out. No,
Checkbook.
Anyway, so, yeah, the government will send you a kit out in the mail when you turn the age of 50.
Yes.
And that's like the age where you should start doing the test. But if you like, if you got a family history, which means like if your mum or dad or you know, someone close in your family has had some sort of bowel cancer at an age before 55, so anything younger than 55, then you probably should get checked a bit earlier and do the test a bit earlier. But there's special rules for it, and so you just go yarn to your GP or your doctor, and they'll let you know on those kind of rules. But usually, you know, age of 50, it's, you know, that's what you should be doing.
Sure. So very important to do so. Don't hesitate. And like I said, it's not a big thing. Best to be safe than sorry. And if we catch the cancer at an early stage, and, you know, 9 in 10, we can fix it.
Exactly that.
Prevention.
Yep.
All right, beautiful. Well, good yarn with you, Dr. Joel. Thank you for the yarn, and all the best to your mob down that way, Newcastle. It wouldn't be too cold down there at the moment, eh?
No, it's warming up now, but no, the borders are open, so I'll come migrate for next week.
And which way, state of origin? How do you sit, bro? You must sit there by yourself in a little shed or something. Don't let anyone know that you're from Queensland, eh?
No, man, there's heaps of Queensland supporters here.
You go to it, my brother. Watch your back.
Yeah. Big knife in it. No, game.
You take care, Dr. Joel. Thank you, my brother.
You too, Cass. You too.
Bye-bye.
All good.
Deadly Yarn there, Dr. Joel Winnetong, and speaking to us about bowel cancer screening. You know, that's what we need to do, your mob. And I had a deadly yarn with Dr. Marilyn Clark as well, and they're both with the Cancer Council, and they're urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. So make sure you do what you need to do to protect yourself, and prevention is the key, your mob. So have you say yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416.
believe this world will go forever. We believe this world won't die until we do. We believe that certain things should not happen. But facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Now, Mother, the earth is dying slow. She won't survive, she can't go on living. With destruction to all life form that we know. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me. A mother's eyes for us to see. As I sit outside in the darkness and look above me at the stars that twinkle brightly in the sky, when a streak of light fell from the heaven, just like a teardrop falling from my mother's eye. Yes, I know how much we'd all like to help her. She's struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together, so our children and their children can survive.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob, but you have to do that call next week. Murray going to sign off here with your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program. We can be live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Bib Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout-out to the mob down there. NERS doing a fantastic job. And otherwise, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and that's 24/7. I won't get back to you straight away, but we'll get back to you. And then our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. But thank you for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, and there's no vaccine for the pandemic. Getting close to, but nothing yet. So abide by the rules. Think of you, Mob, there in South Australia. Stay care, take care, and stay safe. Murray going to yarn up soon here on your daily program, National Witness, next week. 1-800-422-416 is TCD. Troy Castadelli takes us up to the news on the wire. Enjoy.
Came back from the city. Say, cuz, where you been? Says, brother, I've been living on the wire. Live down in that gutter where the fittest survive, and plow through them fields of fire. Had a needle in a vein that profited the same. Had a friend with no name who was a liar. Saw the white walls of freedom, never found the black door. Saw the devil sing with angels in a choir. Sister,
we'll take you home to the land we know. Give you that peace of the evening. Give you that moon with the wind on your face. The rains and the change of each season.
Saw people who trapped under the whip of fat cats. So people, they're devoid of their dreaming. But deep down inside there's so much to hide, brother. You can see it in their eyes, there's no meaning. So take me, my sisters, and welcome me home, so I never. We die.